Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
You're listening to the Following On podcast from TalkSport. I'm John Norman, bringing you a brand new cricket podcast every day of England's tour of India, which you can hear exclusively live on TalkSport 2 or via the TalkSport app. Yesterday, we brought you a brilliant interview with the England spinner Don Bess, who spoke with TalkSport's Sam Ellard about life in isolation, their shared love of Justin Bieber, and whether he'll dedicate a celebration to the TalkSport breakfast team. But today, we bring you another exclusive interview, but this time with the England Test captain, Joe Root, ahead of his 100th cap for his country. He sat down with his former teammate, Steve Harmison, to look back at his remarkable career so far, whilst also looking ahead to the future, with a very important 2021 on the horizon. And you're listening to the Following On podcast.
In he bowls and Root goes back and he edges the ball to the third man boundary. Little leap in the air, a big punch of the right arm and fist. With England gunning to win the second test, the captain has made a splendid 100.
You don't keep great players down for long. And Joe Root is one of England's greatest players, not now, but ever.
Well, Joe, your 100 test matches. A fantastic achievement, an unbelievable achievement by, you know, from my point of view, a fantastic human being. But, you know, what's the sort of overriding emotion, you know, when you've got that position to walk out Friday morning, knowing that this is going to be your 100th test match?
I'm really proud. I still remember as clear as day at the time Colly gave me my cap for the first one. It feels like it's come around very. I've got some fantastic memories. I think the thing that I treasure the most is the friendships that you make along the way and the memories that you make in and around the cricket, not just necessarily the things that happen on the field, but everything that goes with it as well. Be able to share that with a number of the guys that I've played a long time with will be really special. So I'm really looking forward to it.
In that first test match, you know, 73, fourth test match in Nagpur, it was a difficult side to get into. I remember my first test match going in and walking in that dressing room and seeing who I'd seen on TV, like Nasser Hussain, Andy Carrick, Alex Stewart, people like that. You know, was that like that for you? And who were you looking forward to just going in and put and playing alongside?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'd watched all these guys as a teenager growing up. These were all my idols. So to walk into that dressing room, likes of Kevin Peterson, Ian Bell, Matt Prior, Alistair Cook, Jimmy and Stuart were around as well at that time. So all of these people that I'd admired and looked up to for such a long time, I'd now had the opportunity to learn from firsthand. And I almost think it speeded up my development as a player, having that the opportunity to watch them go about their practice, speak to them about playing spin in Asian conditions in the subcontinent. You know, all of this it just felt like an amazing experience to just try and savour and really make the most of. And I remember walking out to bat, Kevin Peterson stood out there already, and I just couldn't stop smiling. I couldn't believe that. I remember being ill from school, quite conveniently, in the 2005 Ashes on that last day at the Oval, and watching him smack it to all parts.
Gone for it. Six, going all the way.
Now I'm stood at the other end batting with him. I just couldn't stop smiling, and I just wanted to really enjoy that occasion. To play for your country, you don't know how many opportunities you're going to get for that. And I didn't want nerves or pressure to get in the way of it. I just wanted to really just try and embrace that that moment and make it last for as long as possible.
And the smile seems to have been on your face ever since, because I don't think there's ever been a moment where I haven't seen you smiling as an England player and as an England captain. And in that series, you know, 73 not out, first test match, England win the series. That, India haven't been beat since then, and it was the first time since sort of 84. You know, going back now, you go in sort of full circle. How good was it to feel going off in a winning series, and then in the next sort of, were you thinking, you know what, Test cricket is easy?
I certainly wasn't thinking Test cricket is easy, but one thing I don't think I really appreciated how big an achievement that was from that team.
Yeah,
I was just so absorbed in the fact that it was my first tour and to be around it all and sort of experience playing with all these amazing players, and even against, you know, I remember walking out and Sachin Tendulkar stood at mid-off, who made his Test debut before I was even born. So to get the chance to play against, you know, the greatest ever batsman, it was just, I was just pinching myself the whole time. And I think, you know, you look back now and you think to be a part of that squad of players and everything that they achieved as a team, you know, leading into that series, to then sort of catch the end of an amazing era of English cricket. Is just really proud to be able to say that, you know, I was a part of that amazing result.
Oh yes. The urn was regained. Redemption is complete. Australia have beaten England by 5-0.
12 months on from that, England, things weren't going as well. You know, the Ashes, when he's lost 5-0, all the Kevin Peterson stuff, everything that went about with it, Jonathan Trott coming home, Swanee, you know, when the wheels did come off, were you sitting there thinking, you know, thinking now, this has stood me in good stead as England captain, what you went through then?
Yeah, and I think as a young player in a very experienced side, you're not always aware of everything that's happening around you. Sometimes you're working hard at your game. You're trying to make sure that you're impressing all the time, and you're contributing to hopefully winning games. And at the time, I wasn't scoring the runs out of the line, and I probably was so absorbed in what I was doing that I didn't really notice a lot of the things that were happening. But you look back on things like that, and you try and learn from those experiences and all the things that that you look back on. I think it's an important part of your development as a player, and they're the sort of scenarios that you want to try and avoid moving forward. And yeah, it's sort of, I suppose it rounds you in a way, and try and prevent that from happening again.
Bouncer from Nokia, and it hits Joe Root, and it's gloved him, and it's gone up to Quinton de Kock, who's taken the catch, would you believe it? Just when we all assumed that Joe Root would cash in on his good fortune, he's been dismissed.
There's a few people give you a bit of stick when you've not gone from 50 to 100, but in the last three-figure scores you've got, I've got 228 against Sri Lanka, 226 against New Zealand, 186 against Sri Lanka. Are you making up for the ones that have got away in the last three that you've had a go?
Yeah, I mean, I think every time you get in, one thing that I suppose those, a little lean period in the last year or so leading into this year, has taught me is that when you get in, you've got to get greedy. You've got to make those starts into big daddy hundreds, if you like. And you know, they're what win you games. They're what set games. They'll give your bowlers an opportunity to take 20 wickets. So Jack Callis actually on the last tour, he said something quite poignant. He said, the first 100's for the tax man, and then you earn your money from there. And I think it was stuck with me once I got in and got going. It was, you know, I've got to earn my coin and really make it count. So now hopefully that's, there was a sort of shift in mindset and how I went about it. Hopefully that can continue moving forward and I can become more consistent at making big hundreds. But you know what, Test cricket's like, it'll always challenge you. It will always throw different things at you. And I'll just continue to keep trying to work as hard as I can and keep getting better all the time.
Is that going to be your message to your younger batsmen that are coming into the team now? You know, what you have learned and what's so important, especially on a subcontinent tour, when you know you do bat big, you have to bat big, and you have to cash in when it's your turn.
Yeah, I think actually one of the hardest things for young English batters to learn is, You've got to be able to bat long periods of time in this part of the world, in Australia, in South Africa, New Zealand. It can be quite flat on occasions. And when you grow up in England and in the county game, it can be quite dicey and it can seam around a little bit. And it's not very often that you bat 120 overs as a team. Now, if you're going to score 500, 550, which can be a first in his past score in this part of the world, that's going to take 160 overs. So for young guys coming in that haven't really experienced that at county level, they've got to learn on the job. But it's a mindset thing as well as a skill thing. And we've got some very skillful players. What they've got to speed up their development with is, you know, can I be that guy that gets 150, that you know, takes India very deep and makes those really big first scores that are going to give us a chance to command the game and dictate terms later on.
Oh, Joe Root has just played a straight batted sweep. He's played it unbelievably well.
And you mentioned the young guys coming in. The first time I come across a young Joe Root, I think it was we played. Dizzy got an overweight. What can you say? An overweight aging fast bowler to come to Yorkshire for four games, who hadn't bowled for a while, and I walked into this It was like non-direction, the dressing room. And there was like you and Johnny and Gaz Balance. He was a 40-year-old, 18-year-old anyway. But I remember a game down at Hampshire. And I watched you bat on a wicket, which was, you know, slightly corrugated. We got 320, you got a double 100. And I remember normally as a bowler, I'd just switch off, I'd go to sleep. But I remember sitting there watching every part of your innings and how much time you had. And I remember ringing the likes of Neil Fairbrother, and he was quite close to us both, and going, I can't believe what I'm watching. I can't believe what I'm watching from a young player's point of view. Is there anybody that, you know, and from that double 100 you got, you went on and, you know, you played a few years later. Is anybody that you have seen who has had that moment on you? Is there anybody that you've come across you think, he's got so much time in the game?
Yeah, I remember a couple of years ago playing game against Surrey, and it was the first time I'd seen Ollie Pope bat in the flesh.
That's sublime. Ridiculous. Ollie Pope has just dropped the bat on at a full length delivery. It shaved the right hander's leg stump at the non-striker's end and ran away, gathering pace against the laws of physics for four through mid on.
And he just came out and he just commanded things straight from the off. He looked like he was in charge, even as a young guy. He was in great form leading into the game, but straight away he looked like he knew exactly how to construct an innings. As you mentioned, he had loads of time, but he had a very organised, a good all-round game. And it was really impressive to watch him go about constructing a brilliant 100.
Oh, that's a beauty. Oh, he's got him. He has got him. What a ripper from Sam Curran.
Similarly, following on from that, seeing in the same game, watching Sam Curran bowl, the skill level that he had, swinging it both ways. It was really impressive to watch two young guys go about their business like that in county cricket. And you could already see at that point then that they were going to go on and play a lot of cricket for England. And already we've seen glimpses of what they are capable of at test level. And there's going to be loads more to come for both of them.
That's it. It's the end of the test match. England have wrapped things up. The Barmy Army, who had started the song to inspire the team, in raptures down there at the Duck Pond End, because England have won the Test match by an innings and 53 runs.
What advice would you give, or what advice have you been given Joe Root from when he first took over the captaincy to Joe Root, the captain now, who is on the verge, hopefully, in the next four test matches to overtake, I think it's Michael Vaughan, to be the most successful winning England captain?
Just to relax a little bit more. I think if I had the...
Can you though?
But I'll try, at least try. I think I've been very fortunate to... you look at the guys around me, you've got Ben Stokes, arguably one of England's greatest all-rounders, or will probably end up being England's greatest all-rounder. You've got Stuart Broad and Jimmy Anderson, the two leading wicket takers of all time. When I took over, Alistair Cook, the leading run scorer of all time. So to have all of that experience and people to call upon, I probably at times didn't always trust my gut instinct. I would go to other people. I think over a period of time I suppose you build that relationship with the guys and you start understanding them better as people. And through that, you find a better way of working with the individuals. And I maybe was a little bit too keen to hurry that process along. I think just relax. You know, it's not going to happen overnight. You're not straight away going to walk in and be able to be renowned as a brilliant captain. And I know that I've still got loads to learn and that side of things. But over the last period of time, feel like we are making huge strides, and there's clear direction in where we're trying to go as a team. The guys are very, you know, they're all on the same page. They know what they need to do and what we need to do as a side to get better. And they're hungry as well. And that's, it's such a nice thing to see, is when the group are all pulling in one direction, and there's that desire there to, for us to keep getting better, even from the senior players. You know, I think that's one of the really impressive things about those guys, is they constantly lead the way, set the standards, and they're not happy with what they've achieved. They want to get better. And it sets a great example for any young guys coming in.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
And the 100th test match is around the corner. A huge milestone in Sri Lanka, going past the likes of Boycott, Gower and Peterson. You know, where's the next target? Is Sir Alistair the next target? 161 test matches. That's a lot of test matches. But the 12,500 runs, is that something that you're eyeing up, or is it just a case of... just let's see where we get to.
Let's look after this series right here and right now. As it stands at the minute, I want to play as much as I can for England. I want to try and get as much out of myself, give as much to this team and this badge as I can. And until that changes, until that drive and desire to keep getting better and want to learn goes, I can't see that, you know, that moving. So who knows what the future holds, but, you know, I look back 9 years ago, whenever it was that I walked into this team. My life is very different now to what it was then. So I think it'd be wrong to look too far down the line. But I'm certainly still very hungry to play a lot of cricket, and you know I'll certainly give everything I've got with the opportunities that I get.
Like I said, 100 test matches. You've won in Ashes. You've won in India. With the Ashes victory away from home at the start of next year in 2022, would that just cap everything off for Joe Root?
Yeah, I mean it's the one thing that every player wants to be a part of. Really, I think you grow up and you want to be a part of Ashes cricket. You want to do well in Ashes cricket, but more than anything, you want to do it in Australia.
Found him! Tremlett's the man. Put the beer away. Put the champagne on ice. 24 years of pain in Australia. Finally, they're beaten at home by England.
It's a huge ambition. It's something that we've been planning for a long time, and we'll continue to keep working and striving hard towards. And it's, you know, it's a great incentive as well for not just me, for the rest of the guys to keep driving standards high, because we know how difficult it is to go and win there. I think guys will have got a lot of confidence seeing India go there recently and do something very special. So there's a lot of cricket to play between now and then, but of course there's a little thing in the back of my mind already thinking about things and getting excited for it.
Happy days. Matt, I've got some quick fire questions before I let you go. Your favourite overseas cricket ground?
Cape Town.
Oh, beautiful. Player you admire the most?
Wow. I'd say Ben.
Stokes in again. Steaming in once more, isn't it? And it's been taken. Stokes has done it again. Just when England needed a hero, they found one.
Is that because the budden all-rounder inside you?
I'm in the same category. What I would say, the way he does everything gives absolutely everything to everything he does. That's not just in his batting, his bowling, his fielding, his fitness, the way he trains and sets an example for players around cricket, but also the way he gives his time for the rest of the group, the way he really cares for the people around him, how loyal he is to things, you know, to the youngsters coming in, you know, providing opportunities, giving them advice, and making them feel so comfortable. And similarly, the way he handles pressure, everything that he's had to deal with in his career. But, you know, look at those big moments in 2019, the World Cup final, that amazing game at Headingley.
Cummins in again, and he's hit away for four! England have won this match in the most extraordinary circumstances. They were all out for 67 in their first innings, and they have come back and achieved their biggest ever run chase in a fourth innings. They've never got close to this before in the 140 years of Test match cricket, and they've been dragged there by Ben Stokes.
He's a different animal, and you know, I'm so privileged to play in the same team as him.
The shot you wish you had in your locker? I know you've got a few, but which shot would you think, right, I wish I had that in my locker?
I'd love to be able to play massive switch hit out of the stadium. All these guys can do.
Quickest spell of bowling you've ever faced?
Probably Mitchell Johnson at Brisbane.
Charges in. Goal! There she goes. All those fans out there saying, isn't that great? It's okay if you're sitting on a soft seat in the members.
Ever been scared on a cricket ground?
I was a little bit nervous in that series at times. You're bowling quite quickly, I'm not going to lie. But yeah, I think it's natural. I think everyone at times, I suppose that's sometimes a little bit of the rush, is that, you know, trying to manage that. And especially when you get a bit of success and you score some runs in that pressure moment, it fills you with so much confidence. But, you know, you look back on it now and it's what a great learning experience, a great way of developing as a player.
I always thought, I was playing with KP for as long as I did, I always thought KP was at his best when he was facing the quick bowler, because I actually thought Kev was had a bit of sort of scared of the ball. But that actually made him better, because he's the faster the ball came to him, the harder he went at the ball, and he tended just to, you know, crash, bang, wallop. That was when he got his beans going, and that was when he was at his best, I thought, from playing with Peterson. You can't say Headingley on this one, but the best stadium atmosphere you've played in England?
The World Cup final was electric. So in terms of white ball cricket, I would say that Edgbaston, it can go off. I mean, during the Ashes on different occasions, it's certainly provided an amazing atmosphere out on the field.
Brilliant. Matt, thanks very much, not only for your time, but for being such a fantastic ambassador for English cricket. I wish you all the best for everything in this next sort of four test matches. And I hope you go well, Matt.
Thanks, mate. Lovely to catch up.
And nice you.
To see
you.
Brilliant stuff from Joe Root. Huge thanks to him for taking the time out. What is a ridiculously busy schedule ahead of the first test match. And of course, Steve Harmison as well, who is part of the team, bringing you all the action, exclusively live, ball-by-ball commentary on the radio, online and via DAB. So please join us from 3:45 in the morning on Friday, the 5th of February, when Mark Nicholas, Darren Goff, Harmy, Gareth Batty, Jarrod Kimber, Andrew McKenna and Neil Manthorpe will combine to bring you the very best in cricket commentary. Thanks for listening.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.